South Summit Trails Foundation board member Corey Dutton said no special permitting is required to build and open a mountain bike trail in the National Forest.
You know, it's really a grade thing. You know, the steeper the grade, the more unsuitable for mountain biking it becomes. And the trails up in the National Forest tend to be not well maintained, and because there's just lack of resources. And so that's another issue. When you've got big, huge boulder fields and, you know, fallen trees, it's pretty hard to ride your bike on that stuff.
Dutton said with how crowded Park City trails are, many people have already discovered this new Slate Creek Trail located at the Yellow Pine Trailhead on Mirror Lake Highway. It's a 5-mile loop, but the master trail plan in the works will eventually have 50 miles for mountain biking and hiking.
We're working on phase two right now, and approvals with the U.S. Forest Service, which will extend the 5-mile loop to another almost 9 miles, and that would, we would break ground on that next spring, so in spring of 2022.
It's a directional beginner to an intermediate trail that requires bikers to go clockwise and hikers counterclockwise. Dutton said it was built with volunteers and Forest Service personnel and a well-known local trail building legend.
We're able to contract with an incredible trail builder who's grown quite famous in Utah, Bob Radke of Creative Trails. Bob is famous for a lot of trails in Utah, but one in the Camas Valley at the High Star Ranch Trail. He is responsible for a lot of that handiwork up there. One in particular is called the Radke Trail, his namesake, and it has gotten a ton of publicity all over Utah.
Dutton said the mission for the South Summit Trails Foundation is to build more trails in the south and southeast areas of the county because there are few recreation and transportation trails in the Camas Valley. She said there is no stopping the development, but feels creating a master trails plan will set them in place for the future growth.
We are developing a master trail plan for the entire Camas Valley right now that will create an interconnected system of both transportation and recreation trails. So that's an exciting thing because, let's face it, I mean, as you drive down into that Camas Valley, it's so beautiful. You see all these wide open fields and farms and that agricultural sort of feel that is out there. And it's going to be a sea of houses one day.
The restaurant tax grant, the Federal Recreation Trails Program grant, and the Park City Community Foundation helped fund the Slate Creek Mountain Trail. Dutton said private donors have been generous in their support as well. The South Summit Trails Foundation is looking for 2 new board members, and they're always looking for volunteers. Go to southsummittrails.org to learn more. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.